October 10, God's law, changeless and eternal. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Matthew 5:17-18. If Satan's work had succeeded in heaven, the law of God would have been changed, but this could not be, for his law was a transcript of his character and as unchangeable as his character. If any change was possible in the law of God, it would have been made then and there and saved the rebellion in heaven. But as it was not altered to meet the request of Satan, he lost his high and holy position in the heavenly courts. After his fall, he worked upon the minds of Adam and Eve and seduced them from their loyalty. Now, if the law of God could have been changed and altered to meet man in his fallen condition, then Adam would have been pardoned and retained his home in Eden. But the penalty of transgression was death, and Christ became man's substitute and surety. Then was the time, could the law of God have been changed, to have made this change and retained Christ in the heavenly courts, that the immense sacrifice made to save a fallen race might have been avoided. But no, the law of God was changeless in its character, and therefore Christ gave himself a sacrifice in behalf of fallen man. And Adam lost Eden and was placed with all his posterity upon probation. Had the law of God been changed in one precept since the expulsion of Satan from heaven, he would have gained on earth after his fall that which he could not gain in heaven before his fall. He would have received all that he asked for. We know that he did not. The law remains unalterable as the throne of God, and the salvation of every soul is determined by obedience or disobedience. Jesus, by the law of sympathetic love, bore our sins, took our punishment, and drank the cup of the wrath of God apportioned to the transgressor. He bore the cross of self-denial and self-sacrifice for us, that we might have life, eternal life. Will we bear the cross for Jesus?